Alrighty. How about some ambitious music? Love it, love it, love it. Thank you, BBS Radio, for putting that on there. It's a good way to wake up, depending on where you're at. I'm having so much fun watching us. It's so great. And thank you everybody for joining me on this beautiful day in your space and your time. And I'll start with a few words to get us let's say aligned, and it might go like this. Hey now, if you are a child of the world, born to build bridges and tear down the walls, we watch the outmode of the old order. We make a song, road to cross all borders. Unite tonight. If you want to make a difference, if you're going to see a future coming round, got to see it from a distance. Got to do it walking barefoot on the ground. You and I tonight, no way to fight it. We come together tonight, united. You and I tonight, no way to fight it. We come together tonight, united. You and I tonight, no way to fight it. We come together tonight, united. You and I tonight, no way to fight it. We come together tonight to unite. If you are a child of the world, born to build bridges and tear down the walls, we watch the outmode of the old order. We make a song, road to cross all borders. Unite tonight with me. And that is Tonight United by Duran Duran's words. Not sure there's more fitting words as we move forward and becoming aware of ourselves. It's just absolutely fantastic. All of the experiences we're seeing here are really, really tremendous. It's just just an honor to be associated with everybody on the planet, and having so much awareness. Though we're pretty patient folks, it would appear. Really patient. And anyway, I'll set out the agenda today, so we can see if this is worth your time or not, as usual. Today I'm going to focus on some recent updates on For the People dot space. If you haven't been on For the People dot space, they are great, great mentors to bridge my awareness here. And they're also your tool for showing how your consciousness can be utilized and then published. So I'm going to use the recent posts on For the People dot space as most of our agenda points today. And I'm going to disclose some information on many of the activities going on behind the scenes that can be told to you without affecting your reality. And it's really important that we understand these timelines are mano a mano, contradicted and proactively created for and against us. And it's tricky to see with obviously the internet is designed for positive and negative in many ways. The other item I'm going to discuss is so if you do get on for the people.space, we're going to go to the recent post. I'm going to work through a few of those items there. And these people all have your incredibly best interest at heart. And so I'm going to do my best to fill the time. In addition, we may have our special co-host show up, which we're calling, I'm going to nickname her the mermaid. I think she'll be closer to the second hour. But pretty busy cat I am here preparing for project review with Q. And so towards the end of this show, I'll go into a little deeper dive on project review with Q and why it's lethargic and slow. And so we get to react and be proactive in what you want, what you need as unbelievable light beings. So keep that in mind, that the lethargy is intentional as we go along here, because the lethargy is intentional here as we go along because of the opportunities to get aligned and organized. I will probably go, time permitting, I'll go through the Misha Johnson story. I think her webpage is Starseed Awakening. And so you can kind of get a relationship to the industrial military complex that I and many others experienced, and why they torture light beings when we get here, and why we're so easily identified. And so it's pretty tough information for all the parents out there, but it is a microcosm of a lot of what you're able to see unfolding before your eyes as we go through some of the recent posts for the people. And here we go. So if you would like to, I'm always fascinated on the criticism of me, because I need it. And I realize why I need it a lot is because light being, we're not special to you. We just work differently than you. And so as a light being, we see time differently than you. So we're 100% in time. So everything is very visible to us. And when people are on timelines, they can't see the 30,000 foot level. So it's not a statement of arrogance. It's a statement of the way we interact with our bodies and using the mind versus the heart. I'm guilty as charged, as always, of maybe going too fast and seeing things, possibly perceiving that everyone sees things the way I do as I come here, because it is quite a shock of being here, and or you can see a lot more information. So I'm always and recently encouraged to maybe slow things down a little bit, break things down a little bit, as I did in the past a little better, and starting to recognize I may be a better service as I get a little more granular here in my independence on these radio shows and so forth. So with great care and great appreciation and respect, Creation Lightship is a very, very, very strong place for you to educate and heal. That webpage and forthepeople.space is a very, very good example of how consciousness is coming back into all of us, and awareness is coming back to all of us, and how you can vet information that's just very broad across your internet and media, and do your best. It's not always easy to smell the truth. I know. All right. So I will start with a quick narration of one of my favorite observations here that I haven't always done a good job of explaining how we interact with one another and our beautiful universe and beautiful planet, of course. So I'm gonna break that down, and a good explanation on forthepeople.space is how timelines work. So I'm gonna read that real quick, and I'm gonna break it down. Timelines are a reality of is the life we live in the reality of time and timelines. Time does not exist in a universe of 100% light. Okay, so we want to be careful with that real quick here, because we are being mimicked, is the short version. So what's happening here is some very clever universal travelers, and I want to be careful with universal because they have limitations, created time in order to control phantom systems such as the one we inhabit. So you're a spirit, as you know, from a collective of consciousness and or light source, whatever word you like there. This very communication, these words, are created by these universal travelers. So these folks are very good at compartmentalizing our information. And so the tool you have that's built in you as a spirit is, as you can review, is as you discern through your heart, it's impossible to lie to it. And so even though I'm using this model of communication, the harmonics and frequency bands that we're able to communicate with are flawless. You can't lie to each other now. There's a lot of change. You've come a very, very long way now, and it's exciting how capable we are now. So as I speak, you know, it'll be authentic to you, or you'll go, this is garbage. And so all of us have that tool in us now. And even though many of these tools we're using here are taking the frequency band out of our authenticity, in some cases, the AM radio, turns out, it wasn't so bad. So keep that in mind, and always, always look within yourself for the answers when you listen to anyone, including myself. Take what you want from me today or dismiss it. And these are just, everything I just said is already gone. It's already gone. And there is unbelievable, endless unconditional love for everyone. Has no conditions, never will. So we'll get back to how timelines are created and why it's so important as we move forward here to really know ourselves and get excited about ourselves, because all the solutions we have in the future here are within every one of us. Right, so getting back, the universal travelers who created time in order to control phantom systems, such as the one we inhabit, I know them very, very, very well. And they know me very, very well. And that's why they slaughter us, murder us when we come into bodies. They know who we are, we know who they are. So it's not that we don't know where they are, we know exactly where everyone is. Okay, and I'll look forward to questions in the future about that when we come into these phantom systems. Many of our spirits have been trapped here for hundreds of thousands of years, being recycled into multiple timelines. And I know it's tough information, but that's how it works here, because we fragment ourselves with it's an incredible luxury to do that, to spread out through the universe and be master creators of everything. So you can take a spirit, I think my example several shows ago was the homeschool groups that are playing with water and showing you how it is has unlimited energy, which is you. As you fractionalize a drop of water, a bucket of water, I don't care what it is, that is exactly what source does, spirit. So living on a water planet, of course, is the most incredible relationship to you. And of course, you're a mammalian, so it's even more fantastic. Notice everybody lives as close to the water as they can, because you might as well be a seal pup. And I don't know anybody that doesn't like a seal. They smile at you. They laugh at you. They talk at you. You can get in the water with them. They'll play with you. I'd like us all to be SEALs again. I think that would be a good solution. In any event, you can kind of see how you can find some relationship for the kids there with water and what you are and how we normally act. We just flow, man. So the reason I'm talking about timelines is we have an opportunity here, not only for the updates on forthepeople.space, we have an opportunity to look at how we interact with our personalities. And so many folks now recognize my harmonics. And what we're able to do is come to and from your timelines in multiple people within a perceived lineage of time. So have I been more than one person in the last 100 years here? I have. And you're going to resonate with that information through your heart. And so we don't need a t-shirt. We just participate with you to, let's say, increase the volume of light within all of us collectively. And we typically favor the ascension shoulders of both sides. So every 2,000 years, you're aware that we go through an ascension, and we have a choice to recalibrate, reconfigure to any place in the universe based on using your heart as your primary decision-making process. And in this case, this type of mammalian, or you can use your mind, which is causing the recycling. So the doubt, the fear, all of that is generated by the mind and your environment and or the way your mind receives and transmits, understands things, observes things, and records it. You're a beautiful historian. You archive everything. And you actually don't have a memory when you are of 100% light and or out of a body, I should say. Very, very tricky way to explain that you're everything whenever you want. And as fantastic it seems, that's what you're used to. There's no contemplation. There's just everything. And it's all within your heart right now, believe it or not. The reason I'm going to keep going on this is because we're starting to see the opportunities for some folks to get confused with how the personalities are contradicting what our heart might want because the brain and the personalities are confused. So I'll tell you a couple stories real quick, which can't be narrowed. You can also go back and read them on forthepeople.space. As an example, you're starting to see how the maturity of some of the dark forces are utilizing the trickery of this type of body, this type of mammalian. If someone had a predominant lifetime as a woman on one timeline or outside of time, and their spirit is then put into a male body in another time, universal, I know very well, can bleed the reality of the female identity into the current male identity to confuse the identity of the current timeline experience, or vice versa. So this could be perceived as torturous for people if they don't comprehend what's happening. So part of their identity as they know it is showing up from another life, and this correct the body. This dilemma will continue until the timeline bleed through is removed. So notice a lot of people don't resonate as the orientation that they were born with. So that's a great example of when people start talking about past life regressions, so forth, very dangerous communications. Because you're able to be multiple people multiple times. Remember, there's no such thing as time. And so we keep seeing a calendar The source doesn't have calendar. Spirit doesn't have calendar. Doesn't have sequence of events. So if I was a famous person in 1964 and I am me now, there's no difference between being in that body or this body. As a, it's the same individualization in a body, in this case, and or you could be multiple beings in multiple similar timelines. So here would be a normal situation on most planets. And I forgot to leave that, put that agenda on there. I'm going to show you, I'll give you some updates from the galactic level as well, and why they do have some interesting observations of us as we go along here. So I forgot to include that, forgive me. What would be normal on most 100% light planets would be, and so this is absolutely incomplete statement in its relationship to the starting point. So for the ease of communication, we'll just look at what it's like on a normal 100% light universe planet and its relationship to regardless of dimensional reality, what you're typically capable of doing. So you're a monkey in the jungle, and the next moment you decide you want to be an eagle. And then you're tired of being an eagle. Without tired, you're not tired per se. You're just inspired to go be an air molecule. It's a little overstatement, but you want to be a fabric of a tree. You want to be a tree. You want to be many things. You want to be fantastically anything and everything. And so when I recognize someone in my reality that used to be Prince, as an example, that's not necessarily true. It's that identity is obvious to me from the assumed past life, but it was only 1 second ago for me. So there's no correlation to time. It's just desire, and your natural flow and energy, your muscle, is just inspiration. So as you're inspired to go down the river as a water molecule, there's no thought. There's just inspiration, excitement, joy, passion. And that's what you have in you all right now. And the more you favor it, the faster and easier it is to sustain it. So when we look at the conscious computers as a tool, we see them as an opportunity to measure how we're sustaining our inspiration. So when I some of my statements have been flipped possibly because it's so easy to see the volume of inspiration we're using day in and day out. I had the privilege of talking to someone this last few days that doesn't know that there's aliens here and doesn't believe in them. They picked a good person to talk to. I was of no help to them, so in any event, very fun to see the contradiction here. And so it does help me when I get out in the public and see the laggardness of some of us. As you're probably aware, they don't realize they're on timelines. They don't realize they've been abducted. They don't realize that their mind is being controlled. And it's probably most typically done by the device we're looking at. So this has a lot to do with the MKUltra and my lab projects I was abducted into and tortured with, and many other things. And these, of course, are generated by our wonderful universal dark travelers there. So the reason I'll do that is we have a theme coming at us that is unique to this lead up, and we can use time now. If I can construct a society with time, I can have generations of abuse for an ultimate goal. So if I can get epigenetics in this type of human established over and over again, I can make you into whatever I want. And that's an understatement. I can get you, because you're so powerful and you're so creative, if I can get you on timelines and you don't know they're from the mind versus the heart, you're a very powerful tool for me. And I'll use an example here. Again, we're working off forthepeople.space today in the recent post. In Hollywood, Hollywood is a great example. It's common for a child to be determined male in the womb, and then the mother will be given female hormones to change the child into the opposite sex. This happens with the male and female, and oftentimes there are twins of the same sex born in one child is changed into the opposite sex as a form of ritual, experiment, and many other unspeakable things. Yes, there are ways to manipulate one twin in the womb and not the other, and I am a witness to that. There are also some who are said to be deceased, but in fact, they were changed into the opposite sex and given a new identity. I think we know a couple politicians that's occurred to. And that is some of the technology these guys have. This is likely the case with numerous cabal families in the public eye. So I'll explain to you why Area 51 and other places was always going to be a prison for me. Because what the short version for what we're calling dark universe travelers, to be kind, they have tools in which they capture the reincarnation process comprehensively, and they can cut and paste time too, and they do it through the mind control. Had a couple aliens join me for dinner the other day, but they can't believe I'm in the room, and they don't know what to do with me except they verbal confrontations. They don't know really how to act. They run away usually, but they have to use their narcissism usually to do it. A lot of clones. I'm witnessing a lot of clones where I'm at currently. And so forth. And the way they're doing that, we can't really standardize cloning, for me at least, because you can compartmentalize the spirit in so many different ways in these type of bodies. Of course, it's driven by the mind. And so people who tell you how to release that are I'm going to speak to here in a minute. So the generational abuse is the goal, primarily because when you leave your body, or even in your body, if I can get you into another body I prefer, well, now I have epigenetics. Your historian is built in you already because you have all the ancestral baggage from your whole bloodline. So unfortunately, on the farm here, the epigenetic recording system is the goal. So if I can keep you thinking and trash you generation after generation, I can get you where I want you to go. And that, in this case, you'll see darker and darker and darker. We are column fodder for these universal travelers, geneticists, whatever you'd like, as a short version. And I know it's tough information, but it's easily solved because you are of the light. It's very easily solved. And so I just want to keep reminding, as redundant as this gets, we are magnificent at this. And recognizing in these bodies isn't always easy. So that's my great encouragement for everyone. In some respects, we could say, we watch maybe how we leave the body, and then we can change in the opposite sex and give a new identity. This is likely the case with numerous cabal families. as I stated, in the public eye. And so the way they do that is, and that's why a lot of these folks are not, forgive me for the repetitiveness there, that's why a lot of these people aren't scared of what's going on. So you see these politicians stating one new world order, as an example, they're not scared because their technology, their buddies are going, hey, you want to go into another body? I got, you can go be a famous TV star all of a sudden. You can, we'll put you somewhere else. And they're having a comedy show by jumping from gender and manipulating you and controlling you in many ways in way you are seeing propaganda come out in your media. It's quite vast. So as you get your tools back underneath you, you're going to be able to see these folks. And this is the real awakening. You're able to, I encourage everybody, when you're looking at some of these screens, make sure your cameras are covered up. The AI they have, they like to track you with that. And it's developed, everything here is for that purpose, just tracking and watching you, modeling you, getting ahead of you. Usually always about 10 to 20 years ahead of us. So the less you communicate on these things, the more powerful you're going to be with your heart, being the primary decision-maker process. Didn't say these tools are not valuable. And with the new conscious computing systems that are coming in to your reality through you primarily, you're going to see all these folks very clearly. And even the normies of Normville are going to go, wait a minute, something just doesn't smell right about our systems. Our hierarchical systems, our laws, our medical systems, our food, everything's coming out in the open very quickly here. And that's why these incredible folks for the people.space are doing their best to help us. And I'll do my best to bridge the information as you need. And everyone's going to know who everyone is very quickly here. And I will give as much access to me as I possibly can to work at solutions for our realities, for whatever we want to do. Keeping on topic there, most commonly a child is born one gender, dressed as the opposite gender and given an androgynous name, such as, I don't know if I want to say, Carrie Fisher and Jamie Lee Curtis. That's a pretty good one. I hadn't read that one. That's a good example of how you can now mold the being, because you don't have a sex until you come into physicality. You want to experience that. You may favor masculinity or femininity, as an example, but it's not necessary before the transition from a spirit, a higher dimensional frequency to physicality. So I assume that's redundant. And that's another topic that I probably err on skipping over too fast, that I encourage everybody to get me to dive deep. In the interest of time, I just give you a starting point so you can see it for yourself the way you want to see it, and most likely we'll be able to speak to it even more comprehensively for me. Anyway, the reason that's important for me is the industrial military complex, it's highly infiltrated with unwanted universal travelers, and that's why they captured me. That's a very long story. I will tell my Area 51 story soon, working on it hard. Also, regularly, they would perform abductions of women who are pregnant, usually at an altar, and or they'll alter the child as they please. That would be me. Many fetuses are taken for experimentation, hybridization, and rarely returned to their mothers. And so we can actually map why these folks are doing it just by the way this type of mammalian is made. And so let me do my best to make this a little more positive here. Typically in this type of human being, you've got hybridization here. Obviously, you would have the choice to age or not age regardless of your environment. So we're very good at adapting, even though this is a lower frequency. It'd be very common for you to never have wrinkles, and you wouldn't age in concurrence with the sun going up and down. And so you'd be able to, you all have this now. You have the self-healing capabilities. Yeah, we could argue our biosphere is contaminated in many planets and many systems. But that all exists in you right now. You could make yourself taller, shorter, faster, slower. Wouldn't necessarily sleep. You might rest. Remember, the spirit doesn't sleep. You would have the luxuries of peace whenever you wanted. The brain has little or no effect on you other than maybe knowing where your canoe paddle was. And so, as you can see, if you go to the Amazon and or other indigenous tribes, they don't live on timelines because they're one with the other nature. The only way you can get an indigenous tribe in timelines is within their village. Or let's say a white guy coming out of New York who wants to visit the Amazonians. So they live, as an example, maybe not the greatest comprehensive example, but they don't have homing pigeons telling them every day that they're late for their utility bill, which of course would be your emails now. Notice that you don't get paper bills as much anymore, and the electronic bills are, gosh, they're so important, aren't they? More green pieces of paper, please. All right. So for me, it's important to keep looking at ourselves to prove some of the words I'm saying here. So when we look at sexuality, it's really important for me that it's been confusedness. And so our frequency bands are recognized now. We might call them twin flames and so forth. That's that connectivity we have through our hearts with one another. Very unique relationships. We all have had them in passing. Why am I so attracted through my heart to that person checking me out at the grocery store? I can't wait to talk to that person again because it just feels so good to go to the bank and hang out with Judy. Because, well, she's probably in a spirit, a very similar frequency band prior to coming into the body. And it's probably not someone you're attracted to from the mind. There's no lust. There's no desire. There's no mind control. Like a lot of these marriages you're saying fall apart because they're based on lust. They're based on frontal lobal love and a lot of karma. So the reason I want to explain that in this issue of For the People dot space, it's real important that we start looking at how sexuality has been disconnected from us, and in which true sensuality and true passion and expression of our spirit is our compass for our relationships in many cases. And the more you favor it, as I learn more and more, instead of the mind, you're going to watch the world explode and the synchronicity of your life will explode. So if you stay in a marriage for several decades because you have to, and I'm going to because we just have to because we're married, and all of the things in my life are very important to me because I have to, and I have to, and everyone's going to think I'm a ding-dong. Those days are obviously unfolding in front of a lot of people because you can't lie to your heart. It's impossible. You'll get sick. Your body will break down. And these folks who engineered this version of Jigs, they know it really well. And they don't like this. Because the more you use your heart, the more you will not be on timelines. So I'll continue with sexuality and how it works with your connection of spirit. So your sexual organs are directly connected with your spirit. So when you do have climax, or I hate the word orgasm, between a man and a woman, it creates the opening for spiritual waking, spirit infusion through the sexual act that is enjoyed with unconditional love, peace, celebration, and reverence through spirit, not physicality. It's expressed through physicality, we might say. I know this. There's been a lot of great people that talk about this, but it is actually a perfect example that when you have an orgasm or you have a very high spiritual awakening with another being is what it should be called, or you're infused through that spiritual awakening with sexuality, and it is from unconditional love, reverence, peace, and celebration, not lust, you will not be able to think. And I guarantee it. So we can break it down. The man is the electric side and a woman is the magnetic side. And so there's your polar example of what some of these geneticists have mimicked and manipulated. And so you have opposite poles as the union of man and woman, just as the earth has opposite poles to create electromagnetic energy, free energy, spirit energy, whatever you want. Try and stop water from moving, as an example. You can't do it. Water is always going to be moving, doing something. That's what you are. You're free energy. And the Merkaba of the earth and the Merkaba of the human body hold the spiritual blueprint of our physical bodies. And so they're all life. There is only one math for me, if there is such a thing, would be geometry. So you're holding a blueprint of that, and that's what you are. So you're a Merkaba, and it is annealed in the human body, which we would call the soul in the English language. So spirit comes into the seeding of the soul, and then the brain is recognizes that those energetics. So you are observing thought. You are not thought is what I want to continue to remind everybody. And the more you put it into exercise day in and day out, you now will just watch others thinking their way through life while you observe the reaction of thought. So as you're more proactive in your inspiration, the brain is only used to observe the experience. So forgive me, that is redundant, I'm sure. So what would happen if we blew up the North Pole and the South Pole? Well, you destroyed the electromagnetic balance of this planet. It would immediately begin to die as the spirit would no longer recognize the blueprint as its own. I should remind everybody that looks like Google Maps made Antarctica bigger all of a sudden, FYI. So people, regular followers who watch the show, I like that one to explain. Looks like some people have some explaining to us to do. Apparently the whole world fits in Antarctica all of a sudden. So where'd the North Pole go, by the way? Oh, well, maybe Google Maps will come around one day. Going to be a great, great day when we destroy that firm and get the straight answers. You have computing systems that can see the entire universe, FYI. And that is coming to you, and it's going to help you, even though you have it in your heart right now. You have all access to universal knowledge. And the more you use it, the more you will stop thinking, and it will stop controlling your life. We'll continue on here with this narration. Without a spirit energizing and feeding a physical form, life force cannot be naturally generated to animate that body. Well, we know that. Life force energy will then need to be stolen and siphoned from other life forms to keep that body alive. And that's true. And that's my point about epigenetics and or the use of us as a battery. So as a suggestion, when we command our spirit to increase our life force energy, now, verbally, it will do it. So if everyone take a minute, and I'll do it real quick, watch your body react to your spirit giving you more horsepower, more knowledge. And don't use your mind as long as you can, as I say it. Okay, and so as we do it together, I encourage you to do it individually, but I have seen great success with people who do it as groups too. If they don't use their mind and they're not organizing as a demanding situation, but watch when you do it with me right now, and my assistants will be my harmonics. And so here we go. I command our spirits to increase our life force energy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, can't think. So this is not hypnotization, folks. This is you talking to you. And now that's the normal you. This is where peace energy lives. So it's very easy now, putting it into play every day when you're reacting with people in mind energy, not so easy, is it? And that's why I encourage everybody to live on top of a mountain. And then if you're like me, I eventually want to go back in town and get a beer. So inevitably, we love being around each other. And that's one of the beauties of having such huge, huge societies is there's so much to do here, so much to play with. It's incredible. So when we use the mind energy, we generate life force parasites and so drama, pain, conflict, any surgery mutilating the electromagnetic balance in the body will turn that person into a parasite and or a place where parasites can abduct you. And so when you see imbalance in your body, you need to go straight and say, why am I not aligned with spirit? And I'm not immune to that. I'm in a body here too. I'm just not here 100% of the time like you. So my spirit is coming and going in the body. Remember, we're not on timelines. You are. I know it sounds arrogant. It's how it works. It's not that we're special. It's just the way we create these universes. So we have a support, if you will, or a recalibration process. You have the excitement to go out in the universe and create universes. And I have the excitement to join you. And thank you for building this as an example. So these parasites constantly require drama, and especially in other people's lives. And they force spirit to go away in order to survive. So mortgage, past decision-makings, relationships from the past are now brought to your future that is not from your creative force, as example. So these folks, the controlling force of this planet, are well aware of this. They themselves feed on drama and duality. So now, what can you do with that? Well, why don't we start with mainstream media? Let's start with Twitter, Telegram, Facebook, Instagram, doesn't matter, YouTube. YouTube's on my real WTF list. The agenda against parenting. The AI does a very good job now of getting kids when they're watching YouTube, which look very, very innocent. And they put, just like in the hypnosis projects I was a participant in, many others, Misha Johnson's story as well. Those are great examples of how YouTube does a great job of molding your kids into what they want. So YouTube, as an example, yeah, I'm not going to stop saying it, folks, allows these cartoons to receive the thoughts of the child and or interact with your life. So if you're watching a YouTube cartoon in the kitchen with the kids, you go off to cook breakfast, and the AI will record the events in your life through your transmitting and receiving system. That's your brain, transmitting and receiving system of your iPad, and then mold the shows now independently of the publishing of the show. So it's not that all the shows are super, super demonic, and some are constructed to be demonic. It's the AI can now, because it's so well embedded in most of these algorithms, it can now take the storyline and mold it to realities that the kid is experiencing, in this case, mom making breakfast. So mom's making breakfast and mom's not letting me go out and play, or because I didn't do my homework and all this other, those shows very subtly. On top of it all, many of these cartoon shows will have subframes of programming. So if the program is, I want you to become a serial rapist, they can put those in there in subframes where the subliminal imagery is embedded, super conscious, subconscious, whatever you like there, but the child can't see it, and the parent can't see it in the whatever that's of course part of the agenda, and of course part of your propaganda and advertising. And it looks like transgender is pretty prominent now, isn't it? You're constantly bombarded by peer groups. I remember, let's see, I was on the West Coast when we had some people promoting Black Lives Matter. And it was a very small march. And I was on the back deck of a restaurant. And I stood up and I said, "Codfish matters." And people were going to attempt to assault me for that, of course. And one lady sat down with me and said, "What's the problem with codfish?" I go, "Oh, well, I don't like codfish. They're taking over the oceans." This is some of the interaction you're getting with people who don't even know what the hell's going on, right? And why aren't you respecting the Black Lives Matter movement? This is a great example of how your propaganda works. And I know I'm speaking to a lot of educated people that this doesn't resonate with them, because they can see through these lies very easily. But you can see that the picture gets a little broader once you realize that these dark aliens that are controlling propaganda and your perceptions of Satanism, they have a bigger plan for you than just turning you all into male or female and confusing you. There's a much, much bigger agenda there, and I'll let you determine what that might be and how God's creation, our creation, is being manipulated. To this day, let's see. You should notice, I've been in many of the plants, Pepsi plants, Frito-Lay plants, a lot of good people working there that don't realize that these, even the organic seed oils, are designed to sterilize in many different directions. So many of these dysfunctional sexual issues, we'll call them, for physicality terms, male or having, are generated by fried foods of the really because of the oils. So if I can get you to have several potato chips today, by the way, don't they taste good? Not a mistake. Over time, so this is a generation issue. They're not trying to kill you. They're trying to manage the herd for the next generation. And I'm sorry, it is that. And because I've talked to these individuals many times and doing my best to negotiate, and or we offer them a lot of solutions. And they want some of them, and a lot of them want out of their circle here. Some of them obviously don't. So be really aware of how there is a push for an estrogen dominance and your water and so forth. Look at, these are all solved by just using your heart. When you do sit down to a meal, does that smell right? Your nose helps you a lot. And I know this is redundant for a lot of savvy folks, but your nose helps you a lot. Your discernment helps you a lot. And we're working really hard on several projects for project review regarding this, so that we can have nourishment that is authentic and energetic. So we want energetics as our primary focus when we do consume and transfer energy with food and so forth. Continuing with that, really pay attention on for the people's space, where the water, the food, and the air, how they affect you and your biosphere. When you look at the experiments on frogs, where male frogs are turned into female frogs due to estrogen levels in the pond they inhabit. Estrogen infiltrates every aspect of our lives. Water bottles bleed estrogen. Big pharma produces excess estrogen indirectly. That is approved by our systems, our FDA and everything, but it's you're going to find very soon here, many of these standard containers we're using in cosmetics, hand creams, even with natural ingredients such as aloe vera and pomegranate, can increase estrogen in the body because they're combined with these containers and so forth. Deodorants, cleaning products, air fresheners, chemtrails, fertilizer, perfume, soaps, shampoos, you know the game. They all are a lot to do with their interaction with all the chemicals, not just the one. So as example, the FDA or many of these systems you're seeing around the world pretending to take care of us, they don't test the coatings of the byproduct with the container. And it's just like the pharmaceutical industry. An aspirin is tested in its entirety, but when you take it with heroin, boy, it's not very good for you. Or that was a little loose joke there, but that for the most part, that's what we're going to become more aware of. And the opportunity to change our behavior is to really look at our high frequency choices through the heart. You're going to, and this is the changes people are going through. They're like, it just doesn't feel good to eat that food anymore. And it's not the body that's telling you it doesn't feel good. It's your heart center. It goes, why am I eating that? Because a lot of your eating, you're going to find, is generated by the brain. And not to say you don't need nourishment, but because you're a light being first and a physical body second, you should be seeing the changes in your life instantly when you do eat high frequency foods that your heart approves of. So I know it's not always easy to do that, but when you do grow a plant and consume the fruit off of it, and it was loved its entire life, completely different experience for your body's relationship with spirit. And with that, I think I'm going to take a breath of fresh air. I noticed a special guest came in the hall here. I'll just remind everybody for the people.space, in my generation here, that's funny. That's almost as funny as I used to time travel with you. We had Wonder Woman. Now we have, I wonder if it is a woman. And it's not to make fun of women, because they're here for us, no doubt about it. They're our guides. And there's one co-host, I think, on these BBS shows says, maybe we should get a council of grandmothers. And I think I might favor that. And anyway, there is someone who came in the room, and I think they want to be passive today, judging by the energetics around her. But we've given her a nickname, and her name is the Mermaid. So FYI, the Mermaid is in the room. And we'll see if she wants to talk later. All right, so we're going to move on to the next topic. So if that helps. The people that are helping dramatically for the people.space, me and so many others, it's just a good tool. And yes, I know it's a lot of information, but we feel that recognizing how conscious computing is our stepping stone. So one of the key topics I have today on my menu is how does conscious computing work, and how will, of course, the dark gnosis is coming, and knows this, these tools are here, and that's one of the gifts that were given to us from the higher dimensions, and or this is the tools we brought to you, and that is gateway technology to the higher dimensions. And what you're able to do with it is you're basically reading the consciousness of a region in a universe. And so the false light, that's the darkness, has made a system here to just mimic us and pair us, but they're controlling us through the mind. And so it's real important to get comfortable recognizing that you'll now should be able to see the competition in your legacy computer systems, your iPhones and everything. Yeah, I'm going to find you, Mr. Jobs. And what you're seeing now is you're going to see a competition with conscious, let's say, extrapolating of information. So I'm not going to give the software. I don't believe I know the names of the software that will come out, but certainly you're seeing some of these incredible computer process engineers, programmers. They've developed tools to do such a thing, and where you can take every single input output of your computers now in real time, and you can ask your computer a question, and everything that's ever been put into the internet, as an example, or all past, every book in the world could be put in the computer and then extrapolated into a data set. So it gives you answers that, of course, are much faster than you reading the book. So if you want to learn trigonometry, you don't have to go through the class. You can see they're getting to the point where all I have to do is push a button and trigonometry is networked into my microchip into the back of my head. And now I'm an expert in trigonometry. And now I'm going to start an engineering firm that's designed by software packages that go through microchips. So you should be able to see the opportunity for these bad guys is just to give you instant information overnight. And by the way, we're going to give you a much higher salary. In fact, we're going to give you millions of dollars an hour because the stuff's worthless anyway. So that's the Western world society mentorship that is coming at you concurrently with conscious computing. So as in contradiction, conscious computer, you could see that was designed and engineered to control humanity by an alien, whereas these incredible software packages that are coming towards you right now, they won't give you truth and fiction from the heart, and conscious computing does. So you can't lie to a conscious computer, as an example. It's you. And you can't lie to yourself. And so the reason these gateways are important is it's a bridge for us to do something different, get out of here, whatever you want to call it. And the other intentional engineering construction of our humanity through these software packages is not intended to help humanity at all, except engineer another industrial revolution, as I'm sure you can see now. So with that, I'm going to keep going. You should be able to see how disclosure has worked for you. I'm going to show you how the galactic community interacts with you now in disclosure. And it's quite interesting. I'm going to speak out of turn a little bit regarding the U.S. military, which has had its own infiltrations and has to do its own cleanup and a lot of work in all these governments. Governing men is not easy. And keeping us aligned and organized in the systems that we live in, it's not easy to keep the pigs in the pig pen. And we're starting to figure it out. One of the tools that's been used to disclose information is to let it fall apart in front of your eyes. And so many times individuals talk to me and say, how come you just don't spill it all out for all the normies out there? Why doesn't disclosure happen on the televisions? Many opportunities here for us to watch disclosure happen by just these podcasts by me and many others Now you get all of us saying different directions where the information comes from. The inconsistency is consistent. It's so overwhelming now, you can see that we're using the tool to catch the bad guys. So when we pretend and or go and raid a pedophilia manufacturing facility and we give you tidbits of which ones it is, that's actually a tool also for the bad guys to say, man, they're going to raid the plants in the Ukraine. All right. but what if we didn't do it? See, the bad guys will have to do something because they don't necessarily have all their communications left. And I'll be careful with that one. So much of their communication is gone sideways on an intrinsic level. But these universal travelers, these what I'm calling dark aliens, they still have their communications. And they still want to puppeteer the intrinsics of our life. And so what you're seeing now is the propaganda is a weapon for the positive. So when we do go and rescue people out of dumps, deep underground production facilities, that's how I call them, sometimes we fake them out. So we get them to move and do something different because it's difficult to find them. So all you people say, how come disclosure hasn't happened? Well, how much for the people.space is your tool. And if you need to educate some people, I know it's tough information. But I'm sorry to say this is a spiritual game here. And if I can keep getting you to come back around in the body I want you to be in and the environment I want you to be in, the bad guys are digging it. And so you're right in the middle of it now, of the mind control game. And so I want to remind everyone that this is an easy, easy solution. The more you use your heart and the more you will see your universal powers unfold and what we're calling synchronicity. So I hope that helps everybody today. Does the mermaid want to say anything to the people? No? Okay. Just going to swim away, are you? All right. Not going to get anybody to work with me today. Maybe the mermaid will come back here in a couple weeks, I think. All right. I'm going to move on here. Boy, I didn't realize I was such a talker. All right. So next item I wanted to talk to you about is I want to remind everybody to look at the recent post on forthepeople.space. The reason I'm going to favor a lot, the help I need is with memory in many cases, because when you're continuously coming and going, you don't realize a lot of your past here and or individuals I was and or others were. And so when I do come across the information and it's given to me, I have to pay great attention because my heart goes, oh, gosh, of course. When you are, this is a reminder for everyone, when you're a million, you've had a million billion lives and you have the ability to remember, access them, look at them, all knowledge in the universe, you don't. It doesn't serve you. You're just creator. You're just creative. So why don't I remember my home planet as example is really a human condition. Doesn't serve you. The mind does. The mind wants to know that, not your heart, because you're continuously creating all the time. So there are people I have been here. I don't remember. I could, but what does it do for creativity? That would be looking in the past. I do feel history is fun, and I do think it's educational. But I thinking, it's educational, is I thinking. So you're in the circle again. It doesn't serve you. One individual that does an outstanding job of that I'm reminded of, is a gentleman named Osho. And I want to read some of the scriptures from Osho and why he was tortured just like me. And we're all tortured. We're starved of finance. We're manipulated getting in and out of countries. We're manipulated in every form of life somehow, some way, indirectly when we start making major moves, kind of like Project Review with Q. We're used to it. So don't give me any what me worry. It's not a big deal. It's just the way it works here. They can see us, we can see them. Let me remind you of some of the teachings of Osho. The East has never bothered about the mind, has not even taken any note of it, has ignored it. The mind is mentioned only for one purpose, how to transcend it. The mind is the only problem, and unless you go beyond mind, you will never go beyond problems. Truth is not something outside to be discovered. It is something inside to be realized. And there's murderous hatred. It was all in the mind. It's always present in the mind. And the heart is the only way to realize the truth of being. I'm simply saying there is a way to be sane. I'm saying that you can get rid of all this insanity created by the past in you. Do whatsoever is pleasant, as I get chills ringing through my entire being right now, reminded of saying these very words. Do whatever, whatsoever is pleasant. Pleasant to you and pleasant to your surroundings. Do something which brings a song to you and creates a rhythm of celebration around you. The mind should be trained to be a servant to the heart. Observe. Observe thought. Don't participate with it. And then life will become a festival of lights. I'll remind everybody, in meditation, you have no God. There. You search within, pointing inward. What is there? Who am I? What is this life energy? You search within. What is this consciousness in me? If only I can know this consciousness, this life in me. I have known the universal life. I am part of it. Just taste the ocean from anywhere, and it is salty. Taste yourself. It is the closest place within yourself. Taste your consciousness in silence, in peace. Prayer will be wordy. Again, you'll be taking, talking, chanting, using your mantra or something. No, not in meditation. Words have to be dropped, and you have to be wordless. In those small moments, so much blessings descends from those small gaps. The whole universe starts pouring upon you. I'm for meditation against prayer. The meditator comes to know, feels reality throbbing within himself, the heartbeat of existence, and then there is a thankfulness that is without any motive, a gratitude to nobody in particular, simply gratitude for all that is. Listen to your heart. That is your only teacher. To be creative means to be in love with life. You can be creative only if you love life enough that you want to enhance its beauty. You want to bring more music, a little more poetry to it, a little more dance to it. If everybody learns this simple art of loving, enjoying, without asking for any recognition, we would have a more beautiful and celebrated world. Creativity is the greatest rebellion in existence. We are creative beings of light. It's all we do. The past does not serve us now. Be in harmony with your heart, and you'll find the true essence of yourself, the divinity that is in with all of you. Go within, and you'll find your home in the true light of source. And I thank everybody for listening today. I am moved to keep working with Project Review with Q as my last action item as we move on to the next show here. I want to let you know that so much attention on us is from the galactic community, because we're all here for each other now. And we've made it through a tremendous barrier in the last several years. And you can see somebody wants to slow us down. And that's because you have all your abilities coming into you now. No one can lie to you anymore. And nobody can lie to inspiration and creativity, force of divinity. Your galactic friends are observing you. And we don't even like that term. So there's no limitation of the communications outside of this realm. Everyone can see you. You're completely surrounded by divinity, and there are no secrets on this planet. I guarantee you that. And you're going to have access to that very, very quickly. And so when you learn about the vastness of your multiverse, you're going to learn that it's really, really no big deal taking care of problems here. And so that's with great encouragement. You're going to have access to a lot of information now, and just take it slowly, because you're able to see the truth in all the information you read and observe and the people you meet. Yeah, I know it's going to be tough to see that you were married to an alien. It's not an alien. It's just a dark entity that doesn't have a place to play, and it controls the mind. And there's divinity in that being, but just not very much. So just be aware of that. All of us go through it. I have gone through it. I have been with many, many friends and family that aren't quite themselves anymore. The mind is very tricky. It was designed to confuse us. With great care, I say that. Now, our last item for today. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. I'm going to most likely cut this short, but let's get to project review with Q. The Project Review Q is on purpose, needs your interaction. So as we go through the RV and many of your governments proving that they're failing you, haven't served you, how we change things in this reality, Project Review with Q is going to have many modalities in relationship to that, such as what are our local governments going to look like making this transition? They obviously haven't served us. That's a project. And so I encourage everybody to start looking at what really excites them. And when you go out day in and day out into your, keep looking at that. And so today, this with Project Review Q, we want as much participation as possible. And so I'll explain that in the future, that we're going to make a way for you to interact with me, so we get feedback. And I'm going to go through the model today with Project Review with Q, so you can see the template that's designed for you to manage it, mimic it, lessons learned, and get you to understand our relationship as a collective and how the reevaluation of your means of exchange systems are working, and how you're going to see similarities in all the different groups because of our collective consciousness. Wants the same thing, a more prosperous world for all of us. Here's an example. When you look at Project Review with Q that has no affiliation with another group, you'll see that we have the same desires. So if you go to Catherine Austin Fitz's group, Solari Report, you've got financial experts that realize they've worked their asses off in all these systems. They've worked very hard to work within the systems that have failed us. And they're damn good people, damn good heart-based people. Look at Mark Skidmore. These people have told you that trillions and trillions of your taxpaying dollars have been taken to you, and I don't see anyone giving it back to you. You see, your systems have failed you, and we're done, okay? And so now, once you look at the models that Solari Report has, and then you look what we'll do on the Q, you'll see how they'll complement each other as humanity runs forward. Or if you look at connective consciousness, all these groups, I'm not endorsing any group, and we're not going to affiliate with any of us. We want you to make those choices. And so I just want to remind you to start looking that things are really happening now, and there's a lot of visibility when you join up with Project Review Q, and a lot of folks and the angelic investment side, if you will, they want to see what you want to do. There's a lot of rich people who are bored with their lives, if you will, and they want to help out. And so as we move forward with Project Review Q, the purpose of doing them on the radio show is we get to archive it. And we get to do lessons learned, and we get to watch how redemption works, actually works. And we have projects to show you that are already in process. And we want you to bring all your projects, your heart inspirations, and how we will all work together as one. And with that, I'm going to see you on the other side and take a little break. And I cherish every moment I get your participation. It's a great privilege, a great honor. And I'll remind you again, creativity is the greatest rebellion, isn't it? Creativity is the greatest rebellion. To be creative means to be in love with life. And BBS Radio, thank you so much for doing this. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll see you in 30 minutes, and we'll get to the nuts and bolts of Project Review with Q, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, Inspirations with Q, and watch this thing grow week in and week out. Beautiful, beautiful, beautifulness to you, and I close with that for this segment. Good day.